Thanks for tuning in to Whole Being RN Radio. Here's your host, medical intuitive and master healer, Audrey Christie McLaughlin.
Hi there. This is Audrey Christie McLaughlin. Welcome to episode 5 of Whole Being RN Radio. I'm your host. And today we're going to talk about how kids can use crystals because they really love them. And I've got two special guests in the studio with me. My two beautiful daughters, Katie Bugs. Say hi, Katie Bugs.
Hi.
And Lily Grace McLaughlin.
Hi.
So they're going to share with us some of the ways, once we get going here, that they like to use crystals and how it makes them feel and all that good stuff. So first, let me tell you a little bit. I'm not going to go into the whole science behind crystals. There's lots of people that have covered that, and I cover that in my Certified Chakra Healing Specialist course. You can learn all the science behind healing the chakras with crystals and a whole lot of other things. But first, so I encourage you to check out the blog. There's also a great resource, hibiscusmoon.com. She has a ton of great information. She's been talking about the science and fun of crystals for a long time. So, but first, let's talk about crystals in general. So they're very powerful. They're from Mother Earth, obviously, and each different type of crystal has a different genetic molecular makeup, and they have different properties and powers. So, you know, I started collecting crystals a few years. Actually, I started when I was a little kid, and I just didn't realize what I had. So I've got this beautiful large quartz crystal from up in Arkansas. You can actually mine for your own crystals there, which is super cool. And I've had it since I was a little kid. And then in the past few years, I started collecting other crystals. It started with a chakra set or a chakra balancing and healing set and then grew from there. And, you know, as my collection was growing, the girls were really drawn to the energy of the crystals. And I have to be honest, I was pretty well against it first, right, guys? I wouldn't let y'all touch or play with them.
Yep.
And then over time, you know, at first I was really afraid that they would lose or break them. But kids are really intuitive in that way. And not to say they haven't lost a few, but they can recognize what crystals that they need subconsciously to balance their own energies. So since then, I've started including them in the things I do. I try to discuss with them what each crystal's uses and properties are. I always let them touch and experience their energy. I don't generally let them play with them unsupervised, at least my collection unsupervised. And this past, well, two springs ago when I was in Colorado, I bought each of my kids their own starter collection of stones and crystals. And A few springs ago while I was in Colorado, I bought each of the girls their own collection of starter stones and crystals, and it was probably, was it your favorite souvenir ever?
Yes.
Definitely, right?
Yeah.
So, score for winning the favorite parent award. No, but a lot of people wonder, are there any benefits to letting your kids play and work with crystals? And I say a big ol' yes. So kids are often, like I mentioned, deeply connected to nature and the natural world. Crystals fall into that category. And so they naturally gravitate towards things like crystals at a young age. So what we're going to do, later on in the episode, I'll talk about some really good ways to let your kids work with crystals. But first, I want to talk to the girls about how they like to work with crystals. So Lily, let's start with you. What's your favorite crystal?
The rose quartz.
Rose quartz. And why do you love rose quartz?
One, because it's my favorite color, and two, it's just really amazing how the energy in there helps my body, and it's really beautiful how the crystal works.
Oh, I love that. Katie Bugs, what's your favorite crystal?
Tiger eye.
Tiger's eye? What do you like about tiger's eye?
It's because it's my second favorite color, and the energy that's good, and I like it a lot. And
does it make you feel warm or cold?
It makes me feel warm and gives me a lot of energy.
Awesome. I love that. So you can see tiger's eye and rose quartz, they've really nailed down a lot of the scientific properties without ever really studying them. So tiger's eye is a very grounding stone. It makes you feel warm and safe and gives you a very grounded energy. And then rose quartz, it's a heart chakra stone. So it's a very loving stone. And so that's why kids will often comment that it really makes them feel good. So Lily, what's your favorite way to use your crystals?
I mostly just collect them, and when I feel a little bad, I just use them and do that healing crystal thing.
So do you put them on your body?
Sometimes.
Uh-huh.
I mostly use rose quartz because I love the energy in it.
Uh-huh.
And because it's my favorite stone.
What are some other stones that you've collected?
Amethyst.
Mm-hmm.
Clear quartz.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger's eye, bloodstone, and lots more. I don't remember all the names, because really I'm not attracted to most of them.
Oh, you have this lovely amethyst druze here. What do you use this for?
I put it on my bedstand, and it helps me keep good dreams.
Cool. Very cool. I love it. Very nice.
And I also have this small amethyst.
Right.
That came with a pack that my mom got me for a snooper near from Colorado.
Right. So that each girl has their own chakra healing pack. And, you know, the cool thing is they sort of intuitively know where to put them. And chakra healing packs, you can get them at Pendulum Mojo. Oh, I'm sorry. No. CustomPendulums.com. There's a young entrepreneur that puts together these chakra sets, and she does a phenomenal job. And each one comes with a little card. And no, this isn't sponsored in any way. I'm just telling you where I get mine. They come with a little card, and on the card it identifies each stone and what their uses are. And it also shows a color-coded map of the chakra system. And so my five-year-old one day was laying down in the floor watching TV, and she can actually match her stones to where they go on the body. So she'll do her own chakra layouts and lay there and do the crystal healing all by herself without me even asking or indicating that she needs to. Katie Bugs is the one that did it. What is your favorite crystal?
My favorite crystal is Sun Inside Walk in Tiger Eye.
Right. We talked about Tiger Eye, her second favorite crystal. Recently, we went down to the local rock shop and we got a geode that was whole. And then we set out in the yard and we cracked it open. And each girl got a half of that geode. And there's several different. There's some kind of iron ore in there, as well as a lot of quartz crystal. And something pink that I have to probably have the guy at the rock shop identify for us. I don't think it's rose quartz, but I'm not entirely sure what it is, but they're very, very pretty. What is your favorite way to use your crystals, Katie Bugs?
My favorite way is to do the stuff that I like to do with them. I meditate with them and heal myself with them.
Mm-hmm.
I love crystals, and also them have all my favorite colors on them.
They do. There's lots of crystals. Do you like your... She got it, both girls actually, and myself too. We got new blue lace agate crystals, and we love those. Because, again, you sort of match the color. I mean, they have lots of different properties, but there's a few school of thoughts. You can match the color to the energy spots on your body. And then there's also the benefit of the color therapy. And we, again, discuss more of that in the chakra healing specialist course. So definitely check that out. And there's a free download on the website for like a mini chakra healing class. And we talk a lot about color therapy in that course. And it's a freebie. So please enjoy. So let's talk about some ways that you can help your kids use crystals. You can allow your kiddos to wear the crystal on the body in jewelry. Girls, you have bracelets that are made of crystals, right?
Yes.
And you guys have had those for a long time. Mm-hmm. And before they can remember, they also both wore amber necklaces. And those have healing properties. It actually helps prevent a lot of drooling and pain while teething, and can help with little babies getting a good night's sleep. Now, you don't want to let the child wear the necklace to bed, but there are some tricky ways you can put it around their ankle and different things. But my girls both wore them before they remember, and really before I was even into crystals. It took me a while to link the two together that that's what we had actually done. You can also have them keep it on their person so they can carry a crystal with them in their pocket, or tied to a belt loop or a shoelace. There's lots of different ways that you can wear them. You can put them, as Lily mentioned, and Katie has one too, beside the bedside table or in a windowsill. And you can do a big pretty geode or a druze, and it can be a permanent fixture.
I actually have two on my bedstand.
Oh, well, Lily has two on your bedstand. What else do you have other than your amethyst?
I actually have all my crystals set down on my bedstand when I had a really bad day.
Awesome. Well, not awesome you had a bad day, but awesome that you had them all there for you. But they can be a permanent fixture. They're very decorative. They can be a permanent fixture in your child's bedroom, and they can experience the benefits of that. You can also place them in the bathwater. You want to make sure not to use any toxic crystals for this. But you can put a lot of the crystals that have a Mohs hardness of 7 or greater. And if you want to look at the toxic crystal list, again, the reference I gave at the beginning of the show, hibiscusmoon.com, she has a fantastic list of the toxic crystals. No need to recreate the wheel there. So make sure you check that list before you do any bathing with them at all. And then, as Katie Bugs mentioned, you can hold them during meditations. And yes, kids meditate, right, girls?
Right.
What do you guys think meditation does for you?
It makes your body stop, and it can make you start over what made your body feel really bad in
right.
yourself.
Very good. And how do crystals help with meditation? Do you guys feel something different when you meditate with crystals?
Uh-huh. Yes, it makes your body feel good when your body feels really bad.
Yeah,
I usually hold rose quartz and clear quartz when I meditate with crystals, and the others are around me.
That's a great idea. That's a good way to use them. So here's the thing. You know, a lot of parents and a lot of people who are sort of by the book, and I myself can be a little bit of a control freak, might try to tell the kids, like, you should work with this crystal, and you should put it here, and you should do this. But again, kids have this amazing innate intuition, and subconsciously they know, and they're drawn to particular stones for a reason. So I always try not to discount or discredit that, and let them work with the crystals or whatever they're working with. In a way that suits them. And so a lot of times, you think about, you know, kids using your things and kids working on things and doing stuff. A lot of that comes with a lot of dirt and a lot of stickiness. So you can actually, cleanse your crystals. You want to, again, check the Mohs hardness. You can check out Hibiscus Moon for all of that information. But you want to check the Mohs hardness before you, like, give them a salt water bath or wash them with soap and water, but you can rinse them with plain water to get stickiness off of. And then, of course, you can set them out in the full moon to recharge them and cleanse their energy. You can also use sound energy to cleanse them, so we can bang, make noise, make lots of big noise, or play loud music, or use singing bowls to cleanse crystals of their energy. Girls, we are about out of time for this episode. Is there anything you want to say, Lily?
Really, quartz are the best ones to put on the bedstands.
Yeah.
Quartz are the best ones, which is why usually these three are on my bedstand.
Right. She says that amethyst, rose quartz, and clear quartz are great ones for the nightstand or to have near your bed, and she's absolutely correct. Katie Bugs, you want to leave with any closing thoughts on crystals?
Nope. I want... Every crystal has powers that can heal you. A lot of them have a lot of powers, and you can use them to meditate. Them can also heal your body.
Yep. Very good.
That's all I want to see.
Okay. Very good. Well, thank you, girls, for joining me for this episode 5 of Whole Being RN Radio. We will be back next week with lots more goodies. And hope you guys have an amazing energy week. Namaste.